back to the Illinois Agronomy Roundup. I'm your host, Troy Kazire, here at the Bear Crop Science Learning Center in Monmouth, Illinois, and got another social distancing episode for you today over in another part of the state. We've got Joe Kinzer, and Joe's with Bear Crop Science. Joe, why don't you, to start off with, tell us what your official title is and kind of tell us what that entails and kind of what your geography is.
So I'm an FSR, which is a crop protection field sales rep. So my geography would be Green, Macoupin, Pike, Adams, Brown, Schuyler County. So basically Quincy to Alton, back over to maybe a Litchfield up to Jacksonville, kind of that western corridor.
Okay. Well, appreciate you joining us today. And I know you had some things you wanted to talk about. And we've had some really nice weather. And, you know, through much of the region, really a lot of the Corn Belt the last couple of days, you know, upper 70s to 80 degrees, depending on where you're at, and another warm day today. But the bottom's going to get ready to drop off next couple of days, and that's going to affect burn down and some of the things we're doing. So what kind of effects that going to have?
Yeah, as you mentioned, the last couple of days have been excellent burn down weather. Anytime you're using products like Roundup, Extendamax, or even some 2,4-D, you know, things that translocate, this warm weather has been excellent for, and plants have been luscious, taking it in and taking it up. The uptake has been tremendous. So my concern would be going forward is when I look at it's supposed to hit 80 degrees, for example, in my geography today, and by 7 o'clock in the morning, it's going to be 40 degrees. So a 40 degree temperature swing is going to put a lot of stress on these weeds, and they're actually going to, probably pretty much shut down. They're going to take some time to readjust. That being said, I would be very reluctant to continue a burn down application tomorrow, you know, Thursday, potentially even Friday. These plants will need a little bit of time to readjust to their new environment, and then they'll continue to grow again.
So, yeah, you need that active growth, don't you, for that to be able to take the herbicide in and kind of get it transported throughout the plant.
Yep, correct.
Yep. So, and then what about, cover crops? We got some guys with cover crops out there, and they're going to need to get those terminated before too long. That's probably going to affect that too. What are your recommendations there?
Well, for your cover crops, especially when you're talking about your grasses, your cereal rye and annual rye, they're going to take these temperatures a little harder. It's going to take them a little longer to recover. So, anytime you get underneath 30 degrees, which, Thursday, Friday morning, it looks like will be 28 degrees, some things like that, your grasses are really going to shut down more so than your winter annuals like a henbit or a chickweed. So I would probably give your cover crops 2 or 3 days to adjust, not just a day, and look for a little bit warmer weather. Anytime we dip down to 30 degrees, give it a couple days. Depending on the size of your cover crop, I would also, recommend adding probably 8 to 12 ounces of Roundup to your application. So if you were going to run a 32-ounce rate to try to terminate cereal rye, I would probably up the application next week to try to help offset this cool weather that we're going to be having.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's really, really good advice. Another thing I thought I'd ask you about, last year it was because of the rain. We saw a lot of pre-emergence herbicides go on, at some point in April, even late April, but then it just continued to rain and we couldn't get back out there to plant until sometimes a month later. And in a lot of cases, guys were planting into fields where the pre-emergence was basically gone. And we're not seeing the rain like we saw last year, but with these temperatures, I think we might be setting up for a kind of a similar circumstance again. What are your thoughts on that?
I would definitely agree with you, Troy, that we're seeing a scenario setting up here from a weather standpoint where I could see growers reluctant to plant beans, but they want to do something if the weather's dry, so they're going to want to go ahead and go out there and spray. And I couldn't stress enough not to put your soybean residuals down until you're planting, before, right after the planter, or you're going to go plant. we can't predict the weather. If we happen to catch 3 or 4 weeks of very wet weather and we don't get planted until May 15th and you put your residual on next week, it's going to be used up and gone, and you're essentially going to have to start back over with another residual. So, I definitely, timing that residual with planting of soybeans is very important for weed control throughout the year.
All right. Yeah, that's – and, you know, we really want those guys – we want guys to get those residuals out there, but, you know, they're extremely important, but the flip side of that is, just like you said, you don't want them to be gone by the time you start putting seed in the ground. Otherwise, they really haven't done much of anything for you, and so definitely something to keep in mind.
Yep, so in a scenario like that where a grower was worried about, you know, chickweed, henbit, different things, I mean, I would recommend just, you know, going out there with Roundup, you know, something non-residual, but to go ahead and kill the green that's out there. Roundup Extendamax, you could even run some Roundup 2,4-D if you had enough time before your beans are going to be planted. Anything to hold off on that residual to match planting timing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Joe, appreciate you joining us today. Anything else on your mind around weed management right now?
Nope. That would be all. Thank you, Troy.
Okay, some great takeaway messages, and appreciate you taking the time to join us. And I'm sure we'll check back with you later on the season, and we'll check up on how things are going. So, thanks again, Joe.
Thank you.
And thanks to everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time on the next episode of the Illinois Agronomy Roundup. Thank you.